W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Spring break turns deadly in Jacksonville, Florida, where gunfire has left one person dead and two people in stable condition. It happened in a crowded outdoor area. Multiple suspects. Christine Hoffman's the mayor.
This is Players Weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's spring break. We have a lot going on out here. So the fact that we had a couple of bad actors out here that really made a dangerous situation for everyone is extremely tragic.
As new peace talks are set to resume today, Israel launching an overnight raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. The IDF claims it was being used by Hamas to stage new attacks on Israel. The U.S. government airlifting 30 Americans out of Haiti. They fled after weeks of gang-related violence. ABC News has confirmed on March 9th, a man with alleged ties to the Middle East terrorist organization Hezbollah was taken into custody in Texas after trying to cross the border from Mexico, claiming he was headed to New York to, quote, make a bomb. This is ABC News. Sequels again, ruling the box office.
Panda is the new Black, Jack Black.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
Voicing the lead character in Kung Fu Panda 4, numero uno at the North American box office in its second weekend. $30 million in ticket sales, say studio estimates. Dune Part 2, a very close second in its third weekend, $29 million. Third place with $7.5 million, Arthur the King, based on the true story of an adventure racer who befriends a stray dog. Imaginary 4th, Cabrini 5th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a whole lot of people in upstate New York rallying around a man and his alligator.
I'm Albert's dad. That's all there is to it. He's like family to everybody.
Albert is the gator, and Tony Caballero is trying to get him back after New York state officials seized him last week. It was taken away after reports that people visiting were being allowed to pet him without the gator being restrained. Calavero's owned him since 1990. 100,000 people have now signed a petition to help him. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Disney's The Little Mermaid makes a splashy return to the Racine Theater Guild when it continues this weekend. In a tale about love and standing on your own two fins or feet, Ariel is a mermaid who dreams of life in the human world. When she makes a deal with a sea witch and goes against her father's wishes, Ariel must rely on her friends to help her find true love and restore order under the sea. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with Design Works, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has dismissed 2 of the 3 claims against a former Wauwatosa police officer who killed 3 people of color in 5 years. The families of Antonio Gonzalez, Jay Anderson, and Alvin Cole filed suits against former officer Joseph Mensa in 2022. The judge tossed the cases from Gonzalez and Anderson, saying that the use of force was necessary in their situations. The Cole case will continue. Eviction filings are rising in Wisconsin. Filings were up 18% in January from their pre-pandemic averages. Wisconsin has also seen some of the steepest rent increases between January 2022 and 2023. The median monthly rent in Wisconsin is over $1,500. Last year, research group Ford Analytics found that the state needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by 2030 just to keep pace with current demand. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers headed to the big dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final, but are headed to New York, where they'll face James Madison University Friday night. Greg Gard on what he knows about their next opponent.
I mean, they're 31-3. They won the Sun Belt. They beat Michigan State in overtime the first game of the year. They're really old from what I've learned so far. A lot of grad transfers. Best shooter used to be at South Dakota State, Ferdell. Yeah, you're going to play. Everybody you're going to play this time of year is really good. You can do just erase all those numbers.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon against Western Kentucky. In the NBA, the Bucks with a win at home over the Suns. The final score 140-129. The funny thing is, Doc Rivers says that's exactly what he told the team at Saturday's practice, how much they'd have to score.
We actually talked about yesterday that there was a 140, and I'm not kidding, number out there. We just said, guys, we got to have the mindset that we can score 140 points.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a flurry or two possible this evening, our low 25. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 48 the high. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Monday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by City of Milwaukee political veteran Alderman Bob Bauman as we discuss why the incumbent city attorney is unfit for office.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Happy Monday to you.
Right.
Happy Monday. Doesn't today have some kind of a day, the 18th? It's that something?
The day after some great basketball. That's
yes.
What it is.
Yes.
Man, that was fun.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I literally didn't leave my apartment all weekend. Yeah. On my birthday weekend.
I know.
I sat and watched basketball and ate some great stuff you gave me.
Yeah.
Which was very nice.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was, yeah.
Todd, how nice is that of him?
He's really a sweet guy deep down inside.
Yeah, I'm the outside.
Makes me corned beef and some kind of a sauce, a mustard sauce.
Yeah. You wanted a corn. You don't like.
And some great big green Eau Claire's, Eclair. I never know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, it's Eau Claire.
Eau Claire?
Right? Like the cinnamon roll thing, the Eau Claire?
Eclair.
Eclair.
There's Eclair.
Eau Claire's the city.
Eclair.
Eclair.
Yeah.
Eclair.
Can I say one thing? You know, the old they'll say never look a gift horse in the mouth?
Yeah. But
yeah, okay, if you could buy me Long John's,
yeah.
I have the custard filled ones.
You know what?
Okay, I'm just saying.
They had both.
Okay, I would have taken the custard.
You would have?
Yeah.
Okay, when you buy me Long John's.
Yeah. No custard?
Nope.
Okay.
So anyway, I did. Sometimes I buy what I like.
I that's fine. I'm just saying, maybe next time.
Okay, and then I got you something to wash it down.
Yeah, that was nice, too. That went right in my freezer.
No,
with my Tang.
But you, when I talked to you last week, you don't like corned beef and cabbage and potatoes?
I don't like the cabbage and the potatoes. I'm not into anything boiled.
You see, I had two Nescos going because yours, which was for the sandwiches, and then I had another one. They made some for my brother and Donna in the other one. So, yeah, anyway.
I just don't like boiled vegetables like that, like the boiled cabbage thing.
No.
No. Nope. So was, you know, I didn't go out. I like, literally, I sat and watched basketball all weekend. Badgers had a couple of great games.
Oh, my God.
Great games. I got a fifth seed. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's picking them to get knocked off in the first weekend, but whatever. Is that crazy?
They should do it. Just comes up on the screen. Oh, yeah. What is it? James Madison or whatever. Madison Jane, whatever. And they.
Right away, it's like, I picked this as my first upset. They were barely done.
They just got it up.
It's like, that's the first upset of the tournament.
They didn't even have the whole bracket thing filled.
No!
Yeah.
And they went off about how Wisconsin's going to lose their first game.
Right.
Yeah. Marquette, of course, in it. They're looking good. GB women looking good.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to. That's Saturday,
times.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
exciting. Good time of year. Great time of year. Fun time of year.
Yeah. They'll go pretty far.
Yes. I think it's going to be awesome. What's going on today? Today is Global Recycling Day. Okay. National Sloppy Joe Day. Did you ever go to a birthday party and your kid that didn't have Sloppy Joes?
Right.
That was the go-to.
That.
And that's the only time you'd have them. You know what I mean? You never come home from school on like a Thursday in like February and say, Mom, what's for supper? Sloppy Joes.
No.
Oh, that's so awesome. That never happened.
No.
Never.
That's That's funny, but you're right about the birthday party. I mean, that was, now it's pizza, but it was Sloppy Joe's when we were kids.
Yes, absolutely. Utah?
Love them.
Yeah, me too. I can eat them every day.
With pickles?
Yeah, I'll take the pickles. I'll take pickles. I eat, you know what I've been eating? Pickle sandwiches.
What? What did I read about your, nothing, okay. The dollar store, something happened with them, but did you get, all right, I don't get it.
What?
What's a pickle sandwich? Like?
Okay, get the big pickles. I don't even cut them up. I just take the big pickles. I'll put two of them in a piece of bread with mayonnaise and just fold it over and eat that. What? It's good.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't you need some protein in there, like a piece of salami or something?
I get a lot of protein other places. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Huh.
You never had a pickle sandwich?
No.
A lot of people have had pickle sandwiches.
I do like pickles, though. I will say that. I like
a pickle sandwich. You just put a piece of bread. You got to have the good bread there. You got to have that really whole grain bread.
No, I get it.
You know, it's like thick. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And a pickle, big pickle, and just smother it in mayonnaise and fold it over. You got a great sandwich. It's almost like eating a hot dog, but you're using a pickle instead of a hot dog.
Well, I was going to say, I it's missing the hot dog.
I think there's a lot of. Quick poll, folks, listen. Yeah, you ever eat pickle sandwiches?
This is interesting. Okay, this will be a 90-10.
No, yeah, 90-10. 90% of the people, have eaten pickle sandwiches.
No, and the question is not, have you had pickles on your sandwich? That will be 90%.
Pickle is the only ingredient in the sandwich.
That will be 10%. Yep.
Watch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just watch. Just sit back and watch. Please text us. How do they text us, Todd?
Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Choose your station, and then lower right-hand corner is the text button.
There you go. Thank you very
much. Okay, I'm interested in this one.
Yes.
Because I don't...
Have you ever had an onion sandwich? It's the same thing. Well, have you ever had a radish sandwich?
I've had all that on a sandwich.
I know, but just where that's the main thing of the sandwich.
No, I would put it back in the fridge if I looked and there was no salami or chicken or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's actually really good. It's really good. But you know what's really hard to find? Sweet pickles. I love sweet pickles, and they're so hard to find. It's unbelievable.
They're usually right next to the sour ones.
They're not. No. I was at Walmart one day shopping, and they didn't have them. They did not have them.
Yeah, I like sweet pickles, too.
I grocery shop some pretty high-class places.
John, I'll get you some for your birthday next year.
I bought a pack of T-shirts and some pickles. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But sandwiches are the best, though. I mean, I think,
I live on a sandwich. I would take that over pizza.
Anything, absolutely.
You know what, though? I want to open up the world's most perfect sub shop. Because 90% of the sub shops in the world, their bread is too thick.
Oh, yeah. Too much bread.
Too much bread and so little meat.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but then people get wraps. You know what I mean?
I'm a fan of the wrap. I'll be honest with you. I like the wraps.
Contrary to that, I just got to say, when I go and buy bread, you know, they want to put so many calories in a slice. All they did was make the slices thinner. So if you're going to have a sandwich, thin bread is not the answer. So you've got to kind of look and kind of eye it up and measure it. But that Texas toast?
Yeah.
That's good.
No, it's too much bread. Too much bread.
What's
too much bread?
Well, I don't know about that.
It's too much bread.
Oh, it's better than, no, not enough. I think.
Pickle sandwich is so far, it's early.
Okay.
So it's really early. I mean, it's barely even, I don't even know if the phones are open yet or anything here.
Where do you get the 100% if the polls aren't open?
Huh? I think it's just Todd testing.
No, they're really coming in. And I have to say, I've never had a pickle sandwich.
Aha. Two. Really? Okay, that's two.
So it's 100% so far?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they're pouring in?
You and that.
Dave, Luann, Terry, William, all checking in this morning already.
No.
Seriously?
Pickles on the sandwich, be just the opposite.
You know what? We'll serve that one day. You know what? We'll do that at our 1 year anniversary. We'll serve pickle sandwiches.
Why don't you bring two, however many you want, John? Because that won't be a seller. Mad Dog and Merrill will do something a little bit more fun.
Nah.
And I think that guy who the LMI guy who has the pizza place. Remember he.
I've never known a human being to get more things wrong where it's like kind of close. You mean NIL?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Celine Dijon or what was
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Whatever.
Celine Dion. Wow.
Details.
Wow.
Anyway, we'll have some food.
By the way, hey, Todd.
Yeah.
You know what else I did this weekend?
What's that?
I worked on a little something on my computer.
Yeah.
Remember what we talked about?
Absolutely.
It's coming together.
I don't want to say too much, but
no.
I got a phone call on Friday, Jim, from John. And he had an idea, something he wanted to work on.
You guys, we have a deal here? No surprises?
This is a surprise.
And so I'm sitting there, and you know, I'm in the office in Oshkosh, and I'm roaring, laughing so loud, everybody came running down to the kitchen area because it was so good.
I'm working on a song.
Oh, man, John.
Ode to a Former Mayor.
You're going to love it, Jim. You're going to absolutely love it.
Yes, I read some of the lyrics to Todd.
We kind of sang them a little bit. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah. When are you debuting that?
Not sure. When are we debuting this, Todd?
When it's ready, right?
You're right. You're right. Why rush
when
a good
it's
thing.
Ready.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I'll buy that. All right.
When it's ready. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to enjoy this. Dedicated just to you.
Oh, my God. Todd never, he doesn't laugh that much, so. It's making me nervous, John.
It should. It definitely should, yes. So anyway, what else is going on out there? It's a good-looking week. 25 degrees, and it's cold out there right now.
It's cold.
It's
very cold.
It's 25 degrees in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 24 in Oshkosh. It's a little bit windy. It feels like it's about
colder.
14 degrees. Yep. Out there right now.
And
it really and truly does.
And Brittany's coming on. I think we're into this.
We're
into this for a while.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of like I saw that to a long range type thing. Yeah, but you never believe in weather people. Anyway.
No, I don't.
So,
I don't. You know, that's true.
Who knows?
That's true.
Who knows the way it's going to be?
Well, yes.
Yes, who knows? Mm-hmm. Still none on my side on the
no.
None?
Zero.
Zero. Huh. Okay.
I know you watched. We didn't really talk about this before the show, but are you following any of that Kate Middleton thing?
The Kate Middleton thing?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know she's got something wrong with her. And the reason I say this.
Oh, it's so weird.
No, but here's the reason I say this. Because on ESPN, I was watching ESPN, and the guy
really?
Goes.
They covered it?
Well, here's the deal. The guy goes, hey, I saw this text. Kate Middleton is back. Where's she been? Blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, that's. It's Chris Middleton NBA. Chris Middleton.
No way.
Yeah. Oh. He did this whole big thing. And then she photoshopped her picture, and it's like unbelievable. This isn't even her hand. And then where's she been? For like 3 months. Haven't seen her since December. And he goes, yeah, it's Chris Middleton.
That's hilarious.
Yes. So that was pretty funny.
All right. I was wondering what you
So anyway, so that's why. So what, yeah, she just disappeared or
right,
something.
Is anybody following that? Todd, are you?
A little bit. And I've got friends over there because I worked over
right.
there. So
you what?
I worked in the UK. I did radio
shows.
No, I didn't. I just
you worked in London?
Well, in
England?
The UK. No, I worked in Birmingham and also in Worcester.
The United Kingdom, John.
UK.
Well, I know
London,
when you say, are you including Ireland when you say that?
I don't.
Are you including Scotland when you say that?
I don't.
Okay,
I'm thinking
well, then
I'm thinking that the United Kingdom, well, that's everything that reports to the king.
So is Canada?
No.
Sure. They report to the king. Everybody that reports to Chuck.
They used to?
No. I mean, well, maybe used to. A lot of countries used to. But anyway, I just, maybe we don't want to talk about that, but I think that's like.
Why do they, okay, Canadian pennies have the queen on the penny?
I'm not saying they didn't at one time, but, you know. And then that all those rumors on Trudeau, too. He's looking pretty gaunt. What's his problem?
Oh.
So.
What's his problem?
No, I mean,
what the hell's up with that Trudeau guy? Have you seen Trudeau?
Now I got to pull up a picture.
The Trudeau guy from Canada. What about him? He's not looking so good. I got to be honest with you.
Kate.
And Kate Middleton. What the hell is up with that?
Am I?
What's going on here? We got a lot of crap to
you
cover
think
here
we
this
got
morning.
Problems?
Holy cow. I put on 7 pounds in 2 weeks.
I know.
I did. Seven
I know.
Pounds. We got to send her a break. Back
All
up
right.
this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Monday morning, March 18th. Well, okay, I can't let just
yeah. I
throw
work
out.
There.
Yeah, I work when I worked in the UK.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, when I worked in the UK. Why did you work in the UK? Why did you work in England?
Like physically there or just
no?
Satellite?
I worked from home.
Okay.
But yeah, I was doing a show every day over there, afternoon show, in Worcester and Birmingham.
A radio? I mean, a music show?
A top 40 radio show.
I wouldn't think they would want an American do it. I mean, just say, you know what I mean?
Because
they thought it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Because over there, they think that America is either New York or California. Nothing else
True.
Exists,
right.
right?
Right.
And so it was like having a big star on the air, you know.
Holy cow.
That's
so
cool.
So before I came to
That's
Civic
so
Media,
cool.
that was one of the shows I did on a daily basis.
You're doing a show out of England.
Yep.
That's amazing. Wow. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. But same music, regular American music? Or
their top 40 is a little bit ahead of ours. So they get the hits first, and then we get them. And they also have some artists that are pretty much strictly European that we don't get over here.
Okay.
Are they pretty accurate? Like, is that a leading indicator?
I think so, yes.
Could you make
very
a little
much so.
Money on that? Like,
bet on it?
Yeah. Our number one hit's going to be in called Todd.
You going to bet on the horses again this year?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
You're big into that, aren't you?
I
think that's the hardest thing in the world is to win betting on a horse.
No.
So it's like, what, 12?
Well, that's not 18, but it's
18? I mean, one of 18? That's.
You got to study the jockey.
Okay.
It's hard to bet on dogs.
Yeah, I never won it, though. I used to go down to the.
Yeah, but that's fun to go.
River. Yeah.
That was great.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
So did I. That was an enjoyable track. But I'm going to go there and observe.
Sneeze again. I'm gonna take my
sponsor with me. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I was in Las Vegas one time. We were staying at Nick and I. We did a show trip, New York.
It's nice. Good roller coaster on top.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No,
that's
I didn't.
A blast.
So we'd go into the sports book all day. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Just great because NFL games would start at like 9 a.m.
right
out there, and we met this guy who was a Shylark. You know what a Shylark is?
I don't think so.
A Shylark is a guy who people pay to go and place bets for them.
That's called a bookie, John.
No, it's not. A bookie just takes the bets. He doesn't place the bets.
A runner.
No, it's not a runner either. It's a Shylark.
So you pick the game, and he goes and runs to and places the bet, or does he bet your money for you? You understand?
He bet our money for us.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
I think.
No, you don't want that.
But
talking about a bookie or a runner is somebody that you say, look, I want to put,
hang on,
$50 on number 7 to place, and then he'll go and place the bet for you. That's who I work with.
Todd,
can I give
you a number real quick?
Sure.
Call this guy. I'm trying to think now. Now you got me confused.
I don't think so, John.
He would suggest.
That's like an investor.
No, it's not an investor. He was an expert.
Yeah, I know, but that's like a guy. You say, hey, look, here's my part of my retirement fund, double it.
But you know what it was on, Jim? It was on stuff it was on the chariot races, whatever you call
tough.
Them. That's what I mean.
Go fast enough.
So he knew everything there was to know.
All right,
and we won like 90% of the time. He'd be like, Johnny, place this bet on so-and-so at Yonkers, yada, yada, yada. I had no idea what I was doing, none whatsoever, and I was winning.
And what did he make?
Nothing. He did it for us for free, I think.
He did not, John. These guys don't work for free.
He worked for free because he liked us. And he wanted. And
there's something about you I like.
He was big into roller derby. We promised we'd bring roller derby to Green Bay. True story. I'm not making this up.
I believe that part of it. I just don't believe that guy was placing bets. You were winning, and he was taking nothing because he liked you.
Yes.
And that's a Shylark.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not.
I got through, but I scared him because he hung up on me, so I'll keep trying.
Okay, try him again. Yeah. Text him or something.
You
yeah.
had no input?
No.
You just
what do
we
know about the
bucks.
Trotters, I think they call them? The Trotter races.
I don't know if I would do that. What if the guy lost it all?
We didn't. We won it all. We walked out of there with thousands.
Okay. All right. I'm not used to that. But there are people, like, if you're in your hotel.
But there were people that he, from, like, New York and everything, that he was doing it for.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, he was making, like, something.
He was making nothing.
I think he was taking 10% of the winnings. 15, 20.
I don't think he was.
Okay. I don't, that's not a good job then. I mean.
He liked us.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's, I have to look that up a little bit more. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but.
I'm trying to get hold of Nick.
Is that legal to be a runner? So there's a sports book at Oneida.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I've never been there.
No, remember they opened that up? That was a big deal. Big ribbon cutting.
I'm not good at sports betting. I'll be honest with you.
No, they got football, basketball.
Okay.
So you could, if you gave me your list and said, look, I want $10 on Connecticut. I want this on Tennessee, $25 on Tennessee to make the Final Four. And if I run down and place the bets for you and come back and give you, you know, your tickets, is that legal?
Totally legal. Totally legal. You can do that. Everything's legal now with gambling.
I would like to maybe.
You should do that.
Yeah, I could.
Because you're kind of an expert on horse racing.
No. I wouldn't give the advice. I don't want to give advice. I just want to make, you know, the money on, like, a percent of winnings. Well, then.
What if they lose? What if you lose? What if you pick?
I'm not picking. I am not picking. I'm staying out of that.
You know what I'd like to do someday in my life?
Interesting. I'm going to look that up because there's a lot of, like, you know.
Potential there.
Uber drivers, Dash Door people that. You could get a group of runners, and the guy could just call you from your hotel and say, look, you know,
yeah,
I'm at the Hilton.
Yeah, go place this bet for me.
Right.
Absolutely.
Go place this bet. And
absolutely.
Come back. I don't know if that's legal, John. Is that called a runner? I don't know. I'm going to look into that for tomorrow, because if it's legal.
Got this text. The mayor is right. That's a term we don't use very often. Look for the jockeys. I used to go to Arlington Park in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Pat Day made me some cash.
Okay. You know, Arlington was great. I don't know when you were there. Didn't it burn down and then they rebuilt something? But Arlington's a great track.
I've never been to a real horse race. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you? Yeah. I never have.
Well, okay. Like this guy said Arlington.
Okay.
I lived in Schaumburg, which is very close to Arlington.
Okay.
So we would go there.
All right.
Often enough.
I'd like to be the announcer. And down the stretch they come.
That I think that's on everyone's bucket list to call a race.
I wouldn't even call the rest of it. You know, just down the stretch they come. And down the stretch they come.
Oh, no, you'd be great at it. Because when they're, you know, get a length on them and then, oh, no.
Secretary that, by a length and a half.
Right. It's only a minute and a half. And it's this is the Kentucky Derby, but it's, if you go and watch that, like in a.
You know what's a bed, great it's movie? You want to know what's an underrated movie? Seahorse. Was that the name of it?
No, that's that horse. Yes.
Yes. It was like a small horse, but it won everything. Yeah. It's a true story.
I don't think it's Seahorse.
Yeah.
Seahorse?
Was it Seahorse?
No.
What's the name of it?
Something Horse.
Yeah. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah. Seahorse.
Great movie. Bo Bridges was in it.
Okay.
He's good in everything.
Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit. That's right.
Okay.
Seabiscuit.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You're right.
Seabiscuit on the back stretch. Coming up fast as Honey Pie.
we tie in the Honey Pie.
We
got to
get Honey Pie. We got, for the however long we do this show.
Coming up by Star.
The words Honey Pie will always be every day.
Number one.
Every day.
Number one song.
And now the number one song from Ceylon Delon. It's Honey Pie.
From 1984. Ceylon Delon.
All right.
Honey Pie.
Right. Are we going to break pretty soon?
This request goes out for a mayor of Two Rivers. Back after this.
Situation's terrible. But baby, you're
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Rare horse breeds, a major focus for this year's Midwest Horse Fair. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The executive director of the Midwest Horse Fair says these breeds tough to find anywhere in the world, let alone in one place. More on that in a moment.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Horse breeds that are nearly extinct. That's where the Midwest Horse Fair will put emphasis this year. Terry Gianetti is the executive director of the event.
We're going to have 39 different breeds and disciplines, which is the most we've ever had. And part of it is our focus on are leveraging the Livestock Conservancy's list of where they define what are critical and threatened breeds. So critical breeds, they define them as there's only 500 in the world globally, and threatened are there's only 5,000 in the world globally. So, we're offering this opportunity for these smaller groups where they might only have 3 horses that meet this criteria. And this year we have 4 breeds that folks may have never seen before, a chance to really learn about them.
Terry Gianetti, executive director of the Midwest Horse Fair, coming to the Alliant Energy Center grounds again this year, April 19th through the 21st. Find out more and acquire tickets online at MidwestHorseFair.com.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of 3 herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And it looks like our Wisconsin beekeepers and honey production suffered just a little bit last year. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, we produced 2.79 million pounds of honey last year. That was down 4% compared to 2022. On the upside, Wisconsin had 62,000 honey-producing colonies within our borders, and that was up 9,000 compared to 2022. That number alone helped Wisconsin rank 11th nationally in overall honey production. On the national scene, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that we had 2.51 million colonies producing honey in the United States, down 6% compared to 2022. There's your food and farming news. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Partly cloudy today, our high 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a flurry or two possible. This evening, our low 25. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 48 the high. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. I want to thank everybody for all the birthday wishes. Thank you very much. Everybody on my Facebook and everything, I very much appreciate that. Yeah. That was very, very cool of you.
Amanda posted a really nice photo of you on our Mino and the Mayor Facebook page.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That wasn't touched up at all. You know, that is one of the greatest things in the world, the photo, you know, they, because you know that one we've got here? The one where I got that award from Marines?
Oh, man, is that brushed? Holy mackerel.
Okay, you don't have to go that far, Jim.
I say, who the hell's that? Oh, it's John Mino. Jeez, I guess it is.
But anyway, when I was sitting there, when they took that, there was a place in Ledgeview, in that cool, really old building.
Yes.
In
the,
and
by blue.
She's like, do you want to? And I said, well, could you just this, you know, this, the dark eyes here? Yeah, well, right. What about it's receding a little bit, right? Yeah, we'll fill that in.
And then
it's like you're creating what you wish you were. You know what I mean?
All of a sudden, you're Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Off. It's right. Like, oh my God, I just lost 20 pounds.
Right,
I got
right,
more
right.
hair. The bags under my eyes are going away.
Yeah.
Yes. So, anyway, Brittany.
Happy birthday. How are you?
Thank you, Brittany. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Trying to adjust to this weather 180, but I'm hanging in there.
It's crazy, though, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, the extremes. I mean, it's really cold out there this morning, to be honest with you, if you go out.
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit.
Yeah. So
it is.
Jim keeps saying, we're still going to get hit. We're still going to get hit.
Right, Brittany?
We are. Snow. Jim's right.
Oh, no.
Yes, he is.
Serious?
Right?
Yes, we do have some potential out there, a major storm potentially, and then a good one at least. So as we go through this week, not too much to start the week. We could see some flurries later on tonight, but that's just going to put down a trace. That's no big deal. But as we go into Friday, we are looking at anywhere from 5 to 8 inches potentially on Friday. And then as we go into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even another heavy hitter could be hitting us. And of course, those snow totals are way out there, but that could bring half of a foot to nearly a foot.
I hope it more. Happens Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because I will be in Riviera.
That's
Maya.
Right. You're in Mexico.
Will you?
Yes. I hope it's snow.
Oh my gosh.
Good, he says.
Nice.
That'd be great.
Wow. Perfect timing, it is. I must say.
All right. I saw that.
Okay, I will say this. I will say this. Not many people will admit this, but when you're on vacation someplace like that, you want their weather to be real crappy back home.
Oh, yeah.
You hate when you hear, oh, it's really nice back here. Yeah.
I was in Florida one time. It's spring break, and it was warmer here.
I know. Recently it was that. Yeah. Remember? Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so, yes, I saw that, or I'd heard. I trust you. These guys in Green Bay, not so much.
That's terrible that you'd say that.
I know.
That's terrible you'd say that.
Yeah, I know. And then they...
And I totally vehemently disagree with
you. But she's on our show for, 12 minutes out of 3 hours? They're on for, half the show.
Brittany, please help me here. Todd, can you put a stop to this?
Half the show is weather.
Todd,
the timpani drums.
Todd, whatever you can, please stop this.
Yes, so-and-so. Kate Middleton's missing. Hey, and how about the weather? Wisconsin.
Hey, he's not insulting me, so.
No, not you. You were great.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Oh, yay. Right, change the subject.
Right. Yeah, as quickly as possible.
But Brittany, spring starts today, right? Tonight?
Tomorrow? No, 21st. Isn't it, Brittany? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now you got me questioning it. But, yes, I believe it's the 21st.
Did you miss that day in school, Jim?
Yes, I probably did. I missed a lot of days in school. Yeah.
But really, we might be getting some heavy storms, huh?
Yeah, so we've already seen an Arctic oscillation. That's the northern jet stream up north that brings us these storms.
I saw that.
It's already shifted. It's already doing that. It says it's going to be active here through the end of the month. And, of course, our temperatures, the NOAA outlook, says below average.
Right.
So I watched that line of where the snow is going to be accumulating just slide right to the border. So that means Illinois is going to get the rain and the warm temperatures. Well, all of Wisconsin should be getting hit pretty hard as soon as Friday. And then, of course, yes, the heavy hitter we're looking at is for next week. So unless something major, major changes, the tracks have been lining up to hit Wisconsin so far.
What was the term you used? Was it Arctic? What was it?
Oh, the Arctic Oscillation.
Yeah, that'd be a great name for a band.
Oh, the Arctic Oscillation. I like it a lot.
Me too.
A lot. Arctic Oscillation. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight. We are Arctic Oscillation.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. That would be Brittany, we are so spoiled, though. I mean, it really isn't like that. Isn't it kind of normal out there today, or is it below?
It just feels cold.
I know it does. I know it feels really, really cold, but is it?
It actually is below average. Your averages for Green Bay right now should be into the low 40s. And then by the end of the month, it should hit the upper 40s. So as we're sitting in the low to mid 30s.
We got a text here. I will be in Riviera Maya. We're leaving on Friday, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, no.
Let's get together for some drinks. Tina. Well, hello, Tina.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Hello, Tina.
You might want to send that to Donna.
I will have an extra umbrella in the drink waiting for you, Mr. Mayor. I voted for you. Just saying. Did you have bumper stickers? You didn't have bumper stickers.
No, people like putting stuff in their car. No.
You know, I still found, you know what I found just recently? I was going through a bunch of old
stuff. I love buttons.
I found the Mino for Sheriff bumper sticker. I'm thinking about putting that on my car.
The UP would have. No, yes. There's a lot of bumper stickers here. Okay. And that was
yeah,
a
there's
thing.
Not for local people. Why not?
No.
Up there, that was huge.
People, would you put it in your car?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I had on my car for a lot of years, my brother, some Mino for Mayor.
Your brother.
I
that's
always
different.
Figured that would help if I ever got stopped.
Did you have a car top on there? Those little triangle things?
What's that? What do you mean?
A car top. Did you?
It's a car top.
You put it on. Brittany, you know what those are, right? It's like that triangle thing you put on top of your car, and it's got the like posters on three sides that say, you know,
like a Domino's
Mayor.
Delivery guy.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, car top I can think of.
Those are more popular than bumper stickers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. I've never seen one.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Todd, you ever see one?
Never saw one.
Get rid of this
Brittany,
pole
ever see one?
With pickles.
Brittany, ever see
no.
one? Brittany, okay. Have you ever had a pickle sandwich?
No, she hasn't.
What? No.
No.
Sounds good. I mean, I would
they
try
are,
it. Is it just
delicious.
That wasn't the question.
Pickle mayonnaise and good whole wheat bread.
Oh, God.
All right.
It's good for you. It's basically a vegetarian sandwich.
I mean, I love pickles. I'll drink the pickle juice straight out of the jar.
Yeah. No, that.
Oh, my God. You know what? I got to tell you something. So whoever lives below me at about 3 o'clock in the morning Friday night had to fall out of bed. I took a big jar of pickles. And they're hard to handle sometimes. And I just had it by the top. And the whole thing smashed on my kitchen floor at 3 a.m. That sounded like a rocket went off.
Okay,
just exploded. You want to talk about a fun thing to do at 3 a.m? Try to clean up a broken jar of pickles all over your kitchen floor.
A lot of questions about that. What were you doing with a jar of pickles?
Making a pickle sandwich.
At 3 a.m?
Yes.
What time did you get home that night?
I never left my apartment.
Okay.
Lifestyles of the rich and
famous. Yeah.
How John Mino celebrates a birthday weekend.
I think it's lifestyles.
Tearing into the pickles at 3 a.m.
Lifestyles of the lifestyles of the drunk and famous.
I was not drunk. I was not drunk.
And you dropped the jar of pickles. I'm always
up at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I sleep from like 10 till 3, and then I'm up for like 2 hours. Yes. I'm always up at 3 a.m. What?
I'm with you on that.
But I can't believe how loud that is in the middle of the night. You want to talk a big ashed jar of pickles to smash all over the floor.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
But that is not fun to clean up.
No, it's terrible. Horrible.
But that glass doesn't shatter,
it
right?
It shattered like you can't believe. Like you can't believe.
Were they just like big pieces? They shattered. Really, they were little.
It shattered pretty good, I'll tell you.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
did
crazy.
You clean did you it save up any then? Of the pickles?
You just go to bed and say,
you know
I'll deal with that
I
in the morning.
I bought every newspaper I could find, just laid it over everything so I could still walk to the bathroom.
Creative.
And all then right. just left it there for a couple of days. Yeah, that's what I did, actually.
So, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Brittany, so we got this weather, and thank God there's a few of us. This was big, big spring break, though. Are they getting good weather down in Florida? I know they're arresting people and they're shooting people, but how's the weather?
Oh, goodness.
I've never touched that one either. I don't know about shooting people.
No, right?
Who's getting shot?
You guys? Come on. That's big. Isn't that front page news? Wasn't there a shooting in Florida?
Todd? I don't know anything about it.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Nope. Okay, go
Fort
ahead.
Fort Lauderdale?
I don't know.
Anyway, how's spring break weather? That's my question.
And there's our answer to where 7 pounds come from.
Yeah.
That's
oh my
true.
Goodness,
I think eating at night like that is bad for you.
I will admit that. I don't know. I don't think you'd have to really go see a doctor about that one. I would agree. You wake up in the middle of the night and eat and go back to bed.
That's where I'm like the most hungry. Yeah. I am the most hungry at about 3 a.m. when I wake up.
Yeah, I can't.
What?
I can't argue. That's happened to me, too.
That's what I mean.
Okay. And Brittany, now I'm getting up in the middle of the night and watching this series. So I'm eating.
There you go.
And then have you, so what was the name of that show?
Which one?
The one I'm watching now?
Loudermilk.
Have you watched that?
No. What's that about?
No one has even heard of this
show. It is hilarious. Hilarious. At 3 a.m, laugh out loud, hilarious. With my corned beef sandwich. That's what I did last night, or this morning, I guess. It wasn't last night. Anyway, all right, we'll move on. That's a good show.
Those are good sandwiches, though, that corned beef.
I made Johnny some corned beef for his. Hey, you know what I had in there?
What?
Pickle juice.
I could taste it.
I swear to God. I could taste it.
It was delicious. It melted in your mouth.
And then I made, like, to put on his sandwich, I made some mustard sauce. Different kinds of mustard.
With onions.
Worcestershire sauce with sweet onions.
It was great. It was fantastic. Mm. It really was. And a marble rye.
Yeah.
A nice marble rye.
And the guy, it has to be marble rye.
Remember the marble rye from Seinfeld?
No.
Give it up, Grandma! Don't you remember that? The marble rye? No?
All right.
Now, remember, he doesn't think Seinfeld.
He's never seen. This is so hard doing a show with him because he's never seen a TV show. He's never seen a series in his life.
But he loves Loudermilk.
I've seen Loudermilk that nobody else has ever seen. Ever.
I saw Breaking Bad, too. I watched that. Like, I binge watched that, which is weird for me. But right. I've
never seen that.
Brittany?
Breaking Bad? I don't watch a lot of TV.
No, Breaking Bad, though. Nope.
Never saw it.
Oh, my God. That is
Am I the only person?
Yeah, I think you are.
I
but John,
see it.
You and John are the
Todd,
only.
Todd, you see it?
Yes.
I have not.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, yay.
3-1?
I was.
Quick poll. Okay, we're going to give up on the pickle sandwich thing since my people
okay,
can't
John,
get
I'll
through.
Bet you on this one.
What's the poll? Has anybody? Okay, and you can't just see one series, one episode.
No, have you watched this?
Have you followed the entire series Breaking Bad?
That's a fair question.
I'm a no. Todd's a no. Brittany, you're a no.
No.
Yeah, thank
you. Okay, fine, do it. I'm in on this one. Everybody has seen Breaking Bad except you three.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Okay.
All right, okay. Okay, so far Breaking Bad, 95% no, 5% yes.
Yeah, just wait. It's just, John, no. It's been like 8 seconds in
the
whole.
Taking a ride on the Zip and Pippin this morning on this show.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes, the Zip and Pippin.
Did you ever go on that, Brittany?
I never did.
Me neither.
Every single time.
Neither has Todd.
We had this poll. It was like 99-1 that people have been on it. Well, hey, did you see that Dr. Chen talked about it?
No.
Yeah, on Jeopardy. Did you guys see
that?
Did
he really?
He did, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He said, I read that. I didn't see it, but he's, and there's a lot of people that do this, stress reliever. Goes out there and just screamed and rides on the Zip and Pippin.
Well, he wore that Zip and Pippin t-shirt here one day.
So anyway, I made it on Jeopardy, national news. So I hope that increases tourism.
Well, I know the Brotzuka. He talked about that. That was cool. So he's on again tonight now, right? Now he can win the whole thing, Todd?
I think so. He's got two. He's got to win one more.
And then he's like the champ. He's like up there with
champ
the host?
I think so.
Okay.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Wow. I got some
Have you been following that, Brittany?
No, I haven't, but it's amazing.
This is a professor at St. Norbert College, teaches philosophy, very humble guy. And you just, everybody who watches him or knows
Enough
him
about
wants him
me.
To win.
Let's talk about Dr. Chan.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to shut up.
All right.
I'm going to go to the wet bar now and make myself a drink.
Yes.
This has been a ride.
Jeez.
Hey, Brittany Merlot, it's always fun having you on, even though you just give us some really bad information.
It's good information.
I know.
It's good information, but it's just bad news.
All right. But I'm fine with it. I am fine with
good
it.
News.
I hope.
Good news. We're going to get some snow, and we're going to have 40s tomorrow. So it's a little bit of both.
We'll take the 40s. I'll take that.
You're fine.
I just hope it.
Brittany Merlot, it's always fun having you on.
You as well. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great week. We just had a great break. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The mayor here on a Monday morning. So far, Breaking Bad, 90% of our people say they have not watched
guys,
it or followed it.
They got to get their coffee.
Okay.
How do we text again, Todd?
Download the Civic Media app. From there, you choose your station, and then lower right-hand corner.
All right, and we got this text that said, louder milk is laugh out loud funny. Okay.
I like that.
All right. I got to try to, what's it on? What's it on?
I don't know. Is that, whatever. Netflix or something, or Apple, or I don't know what it's on. I'll find that out today.
All right.
But it's funny because things are funnier if you've kind of walked a little bit in their shoes, and I think it's really funny.
Is it about a politician?
No, it's about a
oh, that's right.
Counselor. And
okay.
This, the characters that are in there, and like, I don't know if you ever went to a meeting, but they're open, John. You go, it's no charge. But they pass the hat.
I always picture it in like a church, you know,
basement. They are. That's where church this one basement. Is. That's where this one takes
and
place.
And there's a coffee machine there, right? Kind of thing.
Totally.
And everybody sits around in a circle.
That's exactly what happens in Loudermilk.
No, I have not done that.
Okay. And you go, if it's an open meeting, you can sit in the back and just the people who are.
And I'm not
there.
Saying anything against those. I think those things are great.
Well,
they help
work.
People.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They work. Anyway.
Good. Good for you.
But there's just a lot of subplots in there, and it is, well, it hasn't totally worked, but it's very, very, it's fun. And I'm glad, thank you for saying that, because I was kind of losing a little ground here.
Yeah, I got to find, but you don't know what station, what network, what cable, nothing, zero, nada, zip, nothing.
I just, no, my wife put it on. I asked her, because I went out with some friends of mine, and they said, look, have you seen that? I'm like, no. And they said, you got to watch this. You just got to watch it, and you'll get addicted. And I think I'm on something. So anyway.
I looked it up really quickly. Netflix looks like it may have been there. It also said the AT&T Audience Network. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I have no idea what that is. No, I have no idea where anything is anymore.
No,
it's Netflix. It is Netflix. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have.
I don't get Netflix.
No?
It's pretty expensive, isn't it? Well, you don't know. I don't know. I don't know if the city pays for it. I had a thing before I left office where I get free cable for the rest of my life.
Oh, John, don't say
that. Taxpayers are paying. They don't need to know that. The hell difference does it make?
Like the NFL.
An extra $100 a month, big deal.
Yeah,
okay. Got this one, text Breaking Bad. Yes, I've seen every single show.
Now, I don't know that. Could
where
I
are we going
that?
In this, Todd? We're going back and forth now. What's
okay,
going
Breaking
on?
Bad. Well, it's
okay,
still
85% no, 15% yes.
But Breaking Bad, I think that got some awards. That is, you know the story, right?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I literally saw the first one.
Well, that's like get you hooked. That student.
Yeah, his son is handicapped or disabled, kind of.
It's not really. That's not the plot. It's he aligns himself. This professor, this guy.
But isn't that? Didn't he think he was going to die then?
No, that's a total subplot. No, that's not even. Right. I don't know.
Okay, well, I didn't see it.
No, I guess not.
Okay, all right.
It is so good.
All right,
and whoever wrote that, I think the guy who he was in. What's that show? Three's Company. Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay,
he was in that show, and I think he wrote,
was in the show.
The lead guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He He played the dad.
Oh, really?
Okay. Funny guy. And then he was on Seinfeld quite a bit, too. He played a dentist.
Yeah. I remember that.
But I think, did he direct this? Or he helped write it, I know that. But, oh, man.
And started it then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was
okay.
The star. Walter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, John, before it gets warm out, you might want to just buy that. Here we go. We're picking up some 80-20.
80-20, okay. No, 80.
Yeah, no, yes, but it's 654, so people... Breaking Bad is just I love things that get me hooked and keep me, and it was just, I very much...
But he's a meth dealer, right? I mean, you don't have a lot of good qualities if you're a meth dealer, let's be honest.
You don't dislike him because he's dealing meth. You actually like him because of the way he's distributing his product.
Okay.
I think it's great.
Got a text from Kathy Larkin, our friend, who says, just started watching Breaking Bad last week, so she's a yes.
All right.
Thank you, Kathy.
Kathy, you will be addicted to that. We'll see you in about a week, because you can binge watch that. I think it's 7 series. I don't know how many are, what is it, 12 or 9
I don't
series?
Know.
So you're going to watch a lot of that, but it just...
All right. Well, you know what? When you're on vacation, I want Kathy to come in for a day.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have a good time with that.
There we go. We're picking up Breaking Bad.
75-25. Okay. All right.
655.
But it's one of those things, though, too. So it's really entertaining, but it's a show about a guy doing illicit, illegal drugs, right?
He doesn't do drugs. He just
But he's
manufactures.
Selling it. But I mean, so he's a bad guy. Right?
He doesn't come across as a bad guy in that movie.
I don't want to give too much away,
no,
but I think
right?
his circumstances, he was at a point in his life where he was like, how do I move on from this? How do I get past this specific thing that happened to me? And the only way he can do it is with money. So
okay.
And he
All
can't
right.
believe the money he makes. John, it's incredible the money he makes, and it is the best crack that's out there. It's blue. It's got this like blue haze to it. It is.
Todd, can you put that one on our wall of fame?
I'm already working with my razor blade.
Yes,
I'm going
cut
to,
it out.
Yeah.
Things okay. that Jim has said. It's the best crack that's out there. Put that on our wall. Okay. All right.
Sound clip. That is okay. 5634.
Another promo.
That's right.
Welcome to Civic Media. We have shows such as Mind on the Mirror. It's the best crack that's out there.
But that and this, I don't watch, you know, you tease me all the time because I don't watch TV, but the two things I've watched is Breaking Bad, which is probably 6 years ago I watched that, and I think I'm going to run the tables on this Loudermilk. I've only seen
I've watched that Masters of the Air.
Yeah, you
Masters
said that's a good one.
It's phenomenal, and the main character is from Manitowoc. It's an actual person based on a guy from Manitowoc.
That is very cool.
It's a great show.
Our listeners, what that is again.
It's about World War II. It's about bomber pilots in World War II.
The guys from Manitowoc?
Yeah. And so many of those guys got wiped out. I mean, they'd do a mission and they'd lose 10 planes. Okay. That's 100 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they were losing 120 guys a day on some of those missions. Just decimated. Incredible. Like, incredible.
So this guy from Manitowoc, he's not still with us.
No, he's dead, but it's an actual guy. It's based on an actual guy from Manitowoc.
Yeah. That's like
got married at Saint Dominic looked up his stuff. Is married at Saint Boniface Church and the whole thing, Southside. Yeah,
that's like really cool. I'm surprised Manitowoc hasn't like.
I know, right?
You know what I mean? Like you want to have that hometown hero, that thing.
Yeah, I never heard of him before. Maybe now it will.
Yes,
you know,
because of you. Yes,
maybe we should. Maybe you know what they should do for Two Rivers? They should rename that little plaza instead of the Schmidt Plaza. You know, what do you think?
Manitowoc has plenty of land,
all right.
So they can do it.
Okay.
They have a lot of parks.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We have a lot of stuff coming up today, folks. Mind on the Mirror, just getting started. Hour number two coming up.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Monday on Matt Nair on Air, political consultant Joseph Hickey joins us. Maggie Dawn is here as well, and we go beyond the cheese with mushrooms. Join us.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket?
Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.